Well, I'm crazy, Adam. You make me mad. You ain't to get rid of me. I don't want you. See, you brought up all those thoughts out of me with your love. So I can finally be emptied of the poison that keeps me from having everything. When you say you love somebody, you're going to bring up everything in them that's unlike love. So that you can have a pure love by getting rid of all the stuff that doesn't deserve to be there. But we want to get rid of it without looking at it, and you can't get rid of it without looking at it, because it's not real to nobody but you. So if you don't look at it, how can God get rid of it? It don't exist nowhere but in your mind. I don't see none of y'all's stuff when I look at you. The only way I see your stuff is through your eyes. You got to tell me about it, then I see it. So since your upsets and anger and fear and all that stuff isn't real to nobody but you, because nobody knows about it until you tell them, which is the way you should know it's not real, because you're the only one that's got it. Is you have to tell other people about it before it even seems to exist to them. And it don't even exist to you, because you're talking about something that happened in the past and gone. So you're just like the person you're talking to. You know? They don't see it because it ain't real, and it really ain't real for you either. You're just keeping it going in your mind because you're afraid of the happiness that you could have right now, because you're afraid of love. And you know, if you don't distract yourself with thinking about your past, you have to deal with the love that's in your life right now that you're afraid of, because you don't know if you can really give it and receive it. So you want to say that you want to love real bad, but also never give yourself a reason to really love, so you never really get a chance to really have to do anything and really step up, because nobody's worthy of it yet. Wow. So it's just a cop-out to keep from loving. Wow. Have a nice day. Oh, okay, here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
The enthusiasm of the Super Bowl! Yeah! All right now. Okay. The worst thing I said is that you're included in the happiness. Yeah. People want to get out of here. Get out of here. I don't understand. This is crazy. I'm hungry. You gotta pee. You know what I'm saying? It's like the court said, the minute the ego gets threatened, it cuts on the body's appetites. And all of a sudden, when the truth gets too close, you go, I gotta pee. I'm hungry. It's hot. I'm cold. What's gonna happen this evening? I got so much to do this morning. See, that's how you can tell the truth gets to you, because your ego tried to distract you from the truth by drawing your attention to your body, you know, or to somebody else's. Now, God is my answer. Look at her breast. God who? God who? See what I'm saying? The ego will always try that part, that other part that doesn't want you to be included in the happiness, because it doesn't love you. It's going to always try to distract you from the love when it's coming straight at you and make you not pay attention to it. Love people who pay attention to it. Love people who go, ooh, I noticed you love me. Wow. So much easier than the ones who don't. The ones who don't, they worked you so hard. You know, the ones who really don't really see your love and really appreciate your love, you be giving your love to as far as you can serve, you know, they make you work so hard. Don't you work hard? You read books. Talk to your friends. Go to seminars, workshops, television shows, tapes. Trying to love that person who doesn't pay attention to your love.
Valentine's Day.
I think this is very uplifting for Valentine's. Don't you? This makes you want to go right out and get you a bowl. Okay. I'm going to have so much fun in my next sketchy relationship. First of all, there would be no limit on how many I can have.
There you go.
Right. I will not enter into a relationship with a person who doesn't want their personal freedom. That's my first rule. Because somebody who don't want their personal freedom is not going to want me to have mine. So they'll be like, saying something like, you might be cool and I really like you and I feel really connected to you, but you know, man, I have to have my freedom to be who I am and express myself the way I feel like I have to and want to from moment to moment. So, if you can handle that, then we can really join. And we're all, we're totally sure we don't want to make each other feel guilty and afraid. That's like rule number one. It's like, the last thing I want you to feel is guilty, the last thing I want you to feel is afraid, the last thing I want you to feel is guilty, the last thing I want you to feel is afraid of me. That's the last thing I want. That's what he gonna feel. Oh, no, it's never what I want to attack you. That's not even part of what I want. That's what you be saying to each other. Nope. See, I know what to look at. Actually, now I know what to listen for. I used to didn't know what to listen for. I used to believe stuff like, it's just me and you. And we're gonna exclude everybody else from the love. Yeah, if something happened to you, I'm screwed. You won't get me to fall for that one no more. Just love you? No. I will not just love you. No. And you bet not just love me. I'm going to leave. Well, I wouldn't want to be with nobody to just love me. That means they're asleep. Because if they were awake, they knew everybody was us. They wouldn't want to exclude no part of themselves from the love. Which is the appreciation, not the sex. You know what I'm saying? When I say I wouldn't want to be with anybody that wouldn't let me love somebody, that's the same as saying I wouldn't want to be with anybody that wouldn't let me appreciate anybody else. That has nothing to do with the body. Here you go. Probably the first time you ever heard this in what appeared to be a church building. You can do whatever you want with your body. It's totally your responsibility. We have a strange way of responding to good news. You about to die. Oh my God. I'm getting dizzy, lightheaded up here, y'all. I'm lightheaded. I'm serious. So if you want to protect your mind, be vigilant enough not to exclude yourself from what you want. Stop excluding yourself from what you want. If you really want to be safe in the world, stop excluding yourself from what you want. If you want to be safe and protected in the world, psychic protection, which produces physical protection, comes from you not excluding yourself from the safety. Stop leaving you out. So what does that mean? I am going to identify only with my center. Because in my center, there is an altar to myself. I'm going to identify with my center because in my center is an altar for God. I'm going to identify with my center Because in my center, there is an altar to love. An altar is a belief. So your beliefs are your altars. And you bow down before your altars every day. Who you really are is beyond belief. Who you really are is beyond question.